Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Russian government said this afternoon that it had proposed another round of talks with Ukraine to be held in Istanbul, which would start on June 2nd. It comes as the German government announced today that it will finance Ukrainian-made long-range missiles. Russia's foreign minister has accused European leaders of secretly giving Ukraine the green light to launch long-range strikes inside Russian territory. Well, to discuss all of this in more detail, we're joined now by Maria Messentseva, who's a member of the Ukrainian Parliament and head of the Ukrainian delegation to the Council of Europe Parliamentary Assembly. And Maria, you're very welcome. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz saying today that during the visit of President Zelensky to Germany that his country will finance Ukrainian-made long-range missiles. How significant a move is that?
Big hello from the capital of freedom, from Kiev, where I'm located right now. I am very thrilled with this decision. I have met Chancellor Merz himself personally in April 2022. Back then, with the Ukrainian delegation, I emphasized on the importance of the decision for the long range, on the importance of the decision to close our sky, namely to provide us with such systems as Patriot, NASAMS, Iris-T. And we are seeing that this is quite essential up until today to protect civilians who are being targeted daily in various regions of Ukraine. We have survived the largest attacks that were handled by Russia within 72 hours. It was terrible. It led to deaths and wounded civilians. And I think currently Russia will seriously consider these important steps because they are public. They are based on reality. So, you know, if the decision was made to have a long range lift up the limitation for the long range just a couple of days ago by US, Britain, France and Germany, it was way long awaited. But hearing today that the investment will come to the internal production of the range of 2,500 kilometers, that's quite a significant decision, I think.
Okay, and what would you anticipate those long-range missiles being used for? Will it be to strike deep inside Russian territory, and what would be the targets?
We solely strike military targets according to international law of warfare. And this is, you know, a big difference between us and Russia. During this last week, there were minimum 10 sufficient targets inside of Russia. One of the recent and successful ones was the drone factory, where actually African young ladies are recruited, which is just striking information. They are being under forced labor, whereas they, according to announcements on social media, they are invited to participate in sort of, you know, university tech assignments. Mm. And once they arrive to Russia, this is not what it is. And this is really shocking because, you know, it's a mixture of lies constantly. So I am very proud that our armed forces can reach out. We call it the points of evil, yeah. And I'm happy that, you know, our technologies can defeat also the Marines in the Black Sea and other spots.
And would you be concerned,
in the depths of Russia,
Maria, that if Ukraine does begin firing long-range missiles into Russian territory, deep into Russian territory, that will escalate the war?
Well, it has happened already. And it was successful. And I think Russia understands only powerful answers back. We are seeing how the workers of the factory are concerned that tomorrow they will not be participating in creating these drones, which are sending only death to Ukrainian civilians. They are being sent off to civilians. And I think this is a very clear answer and a very legitimate one. Yet again, again, I just want to emphasize for everyone who listens to us, it's not the escalation, it's a self-defense. So I think we're in a good term here. And of course, more military support are also essential because the battlefield is not frozen. My family is fighting since 2014. And, you know, I barely see my husband because he's a commander of one of regiments of drones. And he says that the movement of the movement around Kharkiv area, Sumy area is being conducted right now. So this is very essential. So we are receiving this international support to invest in the drone production and other important things to protect our sky.
Can I ask you then about this proposal from Russia for more peace talks on June 2nd in Istanbul? I know the last peace talks or attempt at peace talks didn't go down very well. Russia not sending any senior representatives. How will you respond?
Yeah, the deputies of the deputies, former minister of culture, all that, we've been through this in March 2022. Didn't lead to anything. I still think Russia is trying to take the time to put on pause any possible intentions for peace. Meanwhile, to regroup its forces, to move forward, they clearly say about occupying more regions if Ukraine doesn't protect itself. It clearly says that the stance hasn't changed, you know, no NATO status, this and that. So they are stepping on our sovereign decisions. They're stepping on provisions of our constitution. Simply to everyone who listens to us right now, for centuries, Russian Empire tried to eliminate Ukraine, to prolong its imperialistic life. And only by conquering Ukraine, it can do so. I mean, I'm not going to give a lecture on history here, but this is rooted in the history. They reject our existence. You know, the chairman of the group, former minister of culture, said Ukraine doesn't exist. So, you know, what can we discuss with these people? I doubt that it will be successful.
There does have to be peace talks at some point, isn't there? If there
absolutely,
is going to be an end
absolutely.
To the war.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It has to end with just and lasting peace.
Okay, well, just on that, and finally, the US President Donald Trump talking about this again today, and he's saying that he can't say if Putin wants to end the war. He said, we're going to find out whether or not he's tapping us along, and if he is, we'll respond a little differently. I wonder, do you have an expectation at this point that the US may change its tone?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are instruments. There are still clearly sanctions to be used. There are tariffs to be imposed. There is isolationist policy that can be strengthened. I mean, U.S. definitely has its instruments. And I mean, it's just so sad that, you know, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have more losses in terms of our population, civilians and soldiers. This is of course, the much awaited for those, this ticking time for those who are in captivity, prisoners of war and civilians and deported children. For them, it's an immense time. It's an immensely waited time. So that just strikes me the most.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the program this evening. That's Maria Messentseva, who's a member of the Ukrainian Parliament.